Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, everyone, it's J. Stu. I'm back at Sketchbook Comics for another comic book store adventure with our good friend Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I just picked up Archie versus Sharknado.
You did.
Have you had a chance to look at that one yet?
I have. I flipped through it. I haven't read it completely, but it's pretty crazy. Yeah. I know at one point Jughead bites a shark.
Oh, cool. I saw a picture of the shark wearing the Jughead hat.
Yeah, it steals his hat. He's after it for most of the book.
Oh, okay. That's believable.
Yeah, he's trying to get his hat back from the shark.
And you were just raving about Archie versus Predator.
Yeah, the final issue came out this week with Archie Sharknado, and it's like, as crazy as the first three issues were, it's like they found every other semblance of sanity that they might have had in the series and threw that out the window. It's so crazy. It's got an ending nobody would have possibly thought was coming. Nobody. Ever. I'm not even sure the writer knew that ending was coming. It's so out there. But it's crazy. It's awesome.
Oh, I heard a rumor of Archie meets the Ramones coming up.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who else Archie's going to meet.
Yeah, they're going crazy with stuff. I mean, the relaunch of Archie 2 weeks ago? Last week? Something like that. And Jughead gets his own relaunch come September, I believe, maybe October. No, I think it's September.
And by the way, I dug that Archie comic from 2 weeks ago.
It was cool.
It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it was just really, really different.
Yeah.
Yeah, very different than anything you would have read before for Archie.
Yeah.
Very different.
Kind of like, I don't want to say origin story, but...
Kind of. It's almost like they just decided to start kind of do year one, you know, before everybody was friends and together and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I dug it. I thought it was very cool.
It was great. I can't really wait to read more of that.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, Jughead's getting his own.
Yeah.
And I think it's being written by Chip
Zdarsky.
Zdarsky, yeah. He's writing Jughead. And that I'm almost positive it's September.
Yeah,
I push back now.
I know he's got on one of his Howard the Duck comics that are coming out, there's a bunch of hats around Howard, and one of them's the Jughead crest.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. Now, since we were last in here, we were just in here at the beginning of San Diego announcements. After that, it just went nuts with trailers and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm finally right on board for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that Batman Superman trailer is why Marvel Studios didn't even show up.
I guess so, yeah.
You know, what are they going to do? Show us some Civil War footage? We've seen it. You're going to show us something that feels exactly like Avengers.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, Batman Superman was phenomenal. Not to mention Suicide Squad.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That Suicide Squad trailer blew me away. That was what I was looking forward to more than any other movie coming. I don't care what Marvel has on its plate, and honestly, they don't have anything I really care about, except for Panther. Suicide Squad was what I was excited for. Batman Superman really kind of overtook that with the trailer.
Yeah. Oh.
But the Suicide Squad footage made me very happy.
Yeah,
happy.
It looks decent.
Oh, I think it's going to be so good. And all the people complaining about Leto and, you know, he's not the joke. Yeah, you all complained about Heath Ledger, too.
You did.
He blew us away. So I'm kind of the mentality that we just wait and see. You know, let Leto do his thing. And,
and
when all is said and done, we'll know if we liked it.
Yeah.
But
you can't judge him for just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right?
He's 9 seconds of footage, maybe?
Yeah, 10? Right at the end, I think.
Yeah, you can't judge anything on that. Or the still picture that you've seen. It's ridiculous to do that. You know, otherwise we'd have all hated Guardians. And we would have all hated Michael Keaton as Batman. And, and Ledger.
Yeah.
You know, if you went with your instinct beforehand, no Oscar for Heath.
Yeah, just give it a chance already.
Yeah. Yeah, just let it happen. Yeah, those two floored me. I didn't care about anything else.
Yeah, pretty much. And it looks like it's tying heavily into Man of Steel now. You see Bruce Wayne's point of view from the movie.
Yeah. And it's funny because I was reading an article yesterday, and it was the worst moves DC has already made or something like that. And it's like introducing Batman in a Superman movie. This should be where they expand on Superman. And I'm reading this article, and all I can think is, they've made it very clear that this is not Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
That will be later.
Yeah.
This is Batman versus Superman. Period.
Yeah.
So he's not being introduced in a Superman sequel. He's being introduced in the next movie, which is Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a bunch of him even before he gets his next solo movie, too.
That's right.
Which
that's
is,
right.
I think is great.
And that was another announcement at the con.
Yeah, the big solo movie.
Yeah, that it's going to be directed by Affleck and co-written with Affleck.
Yeah.
By Geoff Johns.
Yeah. Oh.
I might have wet my pants when
a little bit,
that.
Yeah.
He's such a great director. And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, people are like, well, what, should he be writing it? Well, I don't know. What's his Oscar for again? Oh, writing.
Was it you that was saying maybe he deserved that writing Oscar more than Matt Damon did? Because what's Matt Damon written since?
No. No, but I like Matt Damon a lot, too.
Yeah, okay.
That guy's made some fantastic movies
that's
as
true,
well.
That's true, too, so right. Okay.
He chose not to go in the directing, you know? If he ever chooses to, it could be that he's fantastic at it. Who knows? But for now, Damon is an actor. And, you know, I guess if he wanted to write again, we'd see if it was who did what. But
no, but yeah. those DC movies look pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marvel, you know, people keep talking about how they're in the driver's seat, you know, and they, you know, can they do anything wrong? Yeah. Yeah, they can.
Age of Ultron got a lot of negative reviews.
That's right.
Actually.
And Ant-Man, I've heard mixed stuff from customers
It's got heart.
I've heard that it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
I did have one guy tell me that he felt like it was just a big teaser trailer for Civil War.
Just a little bit of it.
I was like, well, that seems a little excessive. I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, I can't see them doing that.
They mention it once.
But we're talking about a company that's been doing $100 million movie after $100 million movie. Like first opening weekend,
yeah,
and Ant-Man did $58 million. That's their second lowest grossing opening weekend.
It's a hard sell, though.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that at some point, everybody on top of the mountain comes down.
Oh, for sure.
I think we're seeing that now.
Yeah,
you know, I think we're going to see some flaws in the Marvel game, and you know, they hit it so well, you know, with Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth and you know. Scarlett Johansson and all of them, Mark Ruffalo, and there's still no Hulk movie on the horizon.
Yeah.
You know, so Ruffalo is kind of taken off the table by that. Evans is almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Downey Jr. is almost done. How long can you keep paying him these huge amounts of money just to show up? You know, you can't. Chris Hemsworth has got to be close to the end of his contract. I mean, of the three of them, if they're going to get anybody back, I think it's him.
Probably.
You know, he's the one that you could probably sign without completely breaking the bank. Now, that being said, he's not a stupid man.
No.
So, maybe not. You know, Scarlett Johansson, there have been rumors recently, but there's still no Black Widow movie on the horizon. She's going off to do Ghost in the Shell based on the anime.
Yeah.
That's probably her franchise now.
Yeah.
You know, if the first one does well, she may not be interested in coming back for Black Widow.
Probably not.
So, you know, they hit it so well with that cast and putting them all together. And Jeremy Renner, yeah, he's fine, but he's really not that important in the grand scheme of any of their
movies.
He's
not going to get a solo movie, let's put it that way.
Yeah, so, you know, what have we got lined up next? It's Spider-Man. You better hope your choice was just bang on right.
Yeah.
You know, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, they're doing a whole bunch of new stuff.
Phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
So-so character. Just kind of a dull character. You know, Panther? Holy crap, I love Panther. God, I love Panther. But we have to see if they can get it right. The cartoon didn't.
No. No.
So we have to see if they can get Panther right.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we might be kind of, to me at least, the signs are there that we're stepping into, you know, Marvel not being at the top of the heap anymore.
Yeah.
And then you see footage like, Inhumans and pushing that as hard as they can because they don't have the mutants. Which, unfortunately, I think kind of hurts their overall brand, not having the X-Men.
Yeah.
You know, man, how great would that be to see Wolverine as part of the Avengers?
I would love that, yeah.
You got Spider-Man, now you need the Wolverine. And doing Old Man Logan, though, at Fox seems silly when so much of that is steeped in characters that they don't have. They don't have Hulk. They don't have Hawkeye, which are all core parts
major
of that story.
Characters,
so,
yeah.
There are people who've told me there's rumors that Fox and them are talking now, sort of the same theme as the Spider-Man, but honestly, I can't see it. Fox isn't in trouble with that. Spider-Man was in trouble after Amazing Spider-Man 2. You know, it's not performing the way that Sony wanted it to.
Yeah.
The X-Men is somehow performing better than they wanted to.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand, but it is.
And don't get me wrong, you know, I think we're starting to see the signs of Marvel slipping from the top of the mountain. I don't want them to. Man, I would love it if they could do a Doctor Strange movie that just blows me away. And
yeah.
It's super exciting. Because I've always wanted that character to be good.
As I recall, you weren't that excited about Guardians of the Galaxy when
it was announced.
Yeah.
I wasn't. That one had me concerned. I wasn't sure how it would be accepted by, you know, anybody who wasn't a straight comic book fan.
Yeah.
You know, I had concerns about whether or not they'd be okay with the fact that half this team is a plant and a raccoon.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing, and whether or not the mainstream audience would buy it. But James Gunn did a phenomenal job on it, you know?
Yeah.
A really good job on it. And effectively, to me, that down the road, we could look back and see that as being, you know, this generation's Star Wars.
Oh, maybe.
You know, I could 100% see that. Unfortunately, the connections it's going to draw into the Marvel Universe will probably take that away. But I think it could be if they just kept it separate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't overly excited about Guardians. Again, it was a property that I wanted to hope for, but at the same time, I was like, these are nobodies. Nobody knows who these guys are.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good. Like I said, James Gunn, the director, did such a great job on it that, yeah, he changed my mind. I love it. I love that movie. And I'm hoping they do the same. The last thing I want to see with Doctor Strange is Dr. Sherlock.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with Cumberbatch, that seems to be what people want out of him. Between Sherlock and the Imitation Game, they're very, very close characters. So, yes, he did Khan in Star Trek, and it certainly wasn't, you know, Khan Holmes. But my hope is that they almost go as far away from Sherlock as humanly possible for him. Because that's my concern, is he's such a great actor, I don't want to see him typecast.
True.
But, yeah, I want them to blow me away. My God, Panther? I want Panther to be just the greatest movie. I want them to base it on the Christopher Priest stuff from the late 90s, early 2000s, and political intrigue and all that cool stuff about him being the leader of this country. Oh, my God, it's so good. We'll see if they do that, you know, or
hopefully,
if they just kind of dumb it down for people. But I would like to see Panther. You know, Captain America is a World War II movie, and Winter Soldier is a spy, 70s spy thriller. What I want is I want Panther to be the political intrigue movie, you know, like Some of All Fears or any of the Clancy movies with, like, Harrison Ford and Ben Affleck did the one. And Chris Pine did another one.
Yeah.
But any of those kind of things still have plenty of action but has that political intrigue. And that's what I want Panther to be. Unfortunately, they seem to be moving in the direction of it's got to feel like a Marvel movie. And unfortunately, that's very formulaic. I mean, look at their trailers.
Yeah.
Their trailers are cut so that they're almost the same. You know, I want them to blow me away. I do. What I want is I want Superman, Batman to just scare the hell out of them and make them step their game up. And, you know, basically, here comes the Challenger. And unfortunately for us, the Challenger is the two most iconic comic book characters in the history of the world. And by the way, they brought the third one, too.
Yeah.
And they are coming for us. We need to step our game up. And that's what I want from comics, too, is every time DC just punches them in the face, which I think is what they did in June with 24 new titles, most of which were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Marvel to kind of reel from it a bit and say, it's time to fix some stuff. And we'll see after Secret Wars. It's not happening during Secret Wars.
No.
But after Secret Wars, maybe it does, you know? I mean, they're making some changes that I don't necessarily think need to be made, and they're making some moves that I think are probably bad ideas, but maybe they'll prove me wrong. You know, I am looking forward to reading a Drax book where he's part of an intergalactic fight club written by, what's his name, the wrestler that's going on?
CM Punk?
CM Punk.
Yeah.
I was going to say, all I could think was Cullen Bunn, who's co-writing it with him.
Yeah.
And, man, that could be so much fun. But that's what I want from it, is I want DC to punch Marvel in the face and Marvel to say, it's time to step up our game. And then when they step up their game and they punch DC in the face and DC says, it's time to step up our game. You know, that's what I want. And I want the same from the movies. So, you know, forget the Marvel field. That's what made the two Captain America movies so great, is they feel different. even from each other.
Yeah.
You know, let alone the rest of the Marvel movies. The Iron Man movies all felt the same to me. And Avengers feels like the Iron Man movies. And Guardians feels very different from those in that it's like this space thing. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I want them to kind of throw that mentality that it's got to feel like a Marvel movie. But
yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Now, what have you been reading comic book-wise lately?
Trying to think of what I read this week. I haven't had a chance to read a ton this week. I just finished reading the Ghostbusters, the latest series that they did. They've done two hardcovers of them, and it's the entire series in those two hardcovers. And the two hardcovers are great because they've got forewords written by the first one's Ernie Hudson, and the second one is Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, wow.
And I was reading the foreword for the Dan Aykroyd one, and he talks about how these guys have got it right. You know, they've really extended the feeling of the Ghostbusters movies into these comics and these stories that move forward. I read them. I'm like, man, he's right. They're so good. I've been reading a lot of collected stuff lately, the last couple weeks, really. Yeah, the Ghostbusters stuff I read. What have I read this week? I read some stuff, and I'm completely blanking on it now.
Well, I'm way behind, but I actually dug Lando.
I haven't read it yet.
It's not that. I was not sure what I was going to think of it, and it was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad. I'm very glad. Because it's one of the characters, when they announced it, I was like, Lando?
Yeah.
What about Han? You know, if you want to tell the story of a scoundrel, why isn't it Han?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they went with Lando, and I mean, they announced the Chewbacca one at San Diego, which is awesome, man. Chewbacca book, I'm down.
Yeah, for sure.
And they've got the two-part Star Wars book that's coming, Shattered Empires, which I believe bridges the end of Jedi to the new movie,
yeah,
Force Awakened. So, yeah, that's super exciting. Yeah, man, I'm drawing a complete blank on what came up this week.
Yeah, Archie was good. I finally read the final issue of Hawkeye.
Clearly I read Archie Sharknado and Archie...
And then blanked out on the rest.
Archie Predator. Cyborg was very cool. Deathstroke was very cool. Sinestro, man, I hadn't read Sinestro lately, so I just kind of read that issue, and I was like, wow, I really like where this went. Captain Canuck. I think that's probably it. Oh, no, and I read Marvel Zombies, which, even though it's part of Secret Wars, has been kind of fun, because I might have mentioned it to you before. It's like they took Bloodstone, Elsa Bloodstone, right out of the Next Wave book that Ellis did multiple years ago, and stuck her in this one. And it's really kind of cool and fun and a little bit silly. Maybe it's filled with superhero zombies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that one was very cool as well. There's still a few I haven't read yet. Like, I haven't read We Are Robin. I haven't read Prez yet. Harley Quinn, Power Girl, I haven't read yet. And Grayson, I haven't read yet, which surprised me because that is my favorite character.
Oh, what'd you think of the announcement of the ongoing After Convergence series?
I thought that was cool.
I'm gonna enjoy the Lois and Clark one.
Yeah,
actually,
there's some neat stuff about those that, you know, kind of takes things off in a different direction. Yeah, the Superman Lois one is a neat one.
Titans one too.
Telos, and then there's some sort of weird Titan one. Yeah,
yeah.
That I'm not 100% sure what that is yet, but I'll check it out because I love the Titans. Or I tried to love the Titans. But, yeah, those are some cool announcements. Yeah, so we'll see how those go.
Yeah, definitely. All right, man. Well, I know you're stocking the shelves, so I thank you for taking time to us talk to us today. And as usual, you guys should come down and check out Sketchbook Comics. There's a huge Rocket Raccoon in here now.
There is. He is. He's life-size.
He's guarding the store.
he's standing on the shelf, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.